This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so here's an underreported crime I'm going to bet you hadn't heard about yet. Stealing plastic pallets, that is. Those heavy-duty plastic trays and crates that are used for deliveries to grocery stores and restaurants. Officials in Southern California say there has been a virtual epidemic of plastic theft here. And Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports pallet pilfering is happening all over the country.
It's actually gone way beyond pilfering. Authorities estimate businesses lose up to $500 million a year to plastic pallet and crate thieves. Lewis Taffer is chief marketing officer for a company that makes pallets with radio frequency ID tags. He says typically it's a few guys in a van at midnight stealing pallets left on loading docks behind supermarkets.
That's all it really takes to steal these pallets, transport them into the facility, regrind them, and do business with other unsavory people.
Taffer's talking about recycling facilities where thieves now get about 15 cents a pound for high-grade plastic. May not sound like much, but some pallets weigh 100 pounds. Plastic's value has gone up in recent years, along with the price of petroleum. The crime's especially a problem in Southern California, which has a lot of recyclers and easy access to the Asian market. Bill Cruzy at Rockview Farms, a California dairy, says some recyclers don't know they're buying hot plastic, but others do.
They operate behind closed doors, you know, bigger warehouses, behind tall fences. A lot of them don't even advertise what kind of business they are.
Authorities say the black market in plastics is sort of like the one for copper wiring, except plastic is easier to steal. Now more cops are on the lookout. So next time you need milk crates to store all that junk in your garage, don't even think about it. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.